This is KCUR 89.3. When Sprint opened its huge campus in Overland Park nearly 20 years ago, business and civic leaders hoped the company would lead the Kansas City metro area into a high-tech future. After suffering losses, however, the company is now awaiting word on whether it will be successful at a third attempt at a merger. As KCUR's Peggy Lowe reports, Sprint and Kansas City now simply hope for a much slimmer and much more stable company.
The executive building on the Sprint campus is getting a major facelift. Gone are the wood-paneled walls, heavy drapes, and elaborate light sconces that made it look like a bank.
It represents a company formerly known as Sprint.
Tyler Pittenger manages Sprint's real estate.
Well, I think space has a lot to say about who you are as a company and about your culture. That this doesn't represent well who we are today as a very agile, mobile company.
It's been almost two decades since Sprint employed 26,000 people who worked in 17 buildings. Now there are only 6,000 Sprint workers in Kansas City. Sprint says that if it doesn't merge with rival T-Mobile in a $26 billion proposed deal, the future is bleak. Frank Lenk of the Mid-America Regional Council, or MARC, says the hope that the company would lead the city into a bright tech future is long gone.
It's been a drag on the economy, and the hope of a merger is that it might put a floor on the losses, because without a merger, it's very likely it would continue to decline and at some point just go out of business.
Lenk says MARC studied the regional economies of 30 other cities of similar sizes, and Kansas City didn't do well.
Our growth is lagging behind them, and a large part of that can be attributed to the performance of Sprint. It's been such a key part of our economy.
Essentially, Sprint has lost about 1,000 jobs a year for 18 years. Rose Kopecky was hired in 1998 and is now Sprint's finance manager. She's been asked by her friends if she'd leave the company after years of headlines about the many layoffs.
We've been through reductions, and that's been hard.
But Kopecky says the workers here are resilient, and she wants to see what happens with the merger.
It might come with some reductions, and it might come with some personal pain, but I think that the overall bigger picture for the employees that are here, both T-Mobile and Sprint, is going to be better than the alternative.
The Sprint-T-Mobile deal is now under review by the Federal Communications Commission and the Department of Justice. Most analysts say the deal is certain to be approved, and it was expected to happen this spring, but the partial government shutdown has delayed that process.
The real question is, do they want three big mobile companies or four?
Joe Madden is an analyst with Mobile Experts. He says that in the past, the Justice Department often didn't like telecom mergers because they were viewed as limiting competition and creating antitrust concerns. But Madden says there are new players in the market.
We have Verizon, AT&T, T-Mobile, and Sprint. But now Comcast and Charter and other cable companies are launching mobile services as well. And those are now considered to be competition.
Opposition to the merger has been slow to surface. Although the proposed deal was announced last April, a group calling itself the For Competition Coalition emerged just last month. The coalition says the deal will reduce wireless competition, raise prices for consumers, and kill thousands of jobs. Philip Barenbrook is with the coalition.
With horizontal mergers, the case that the companies are usually making to Wall Street and to others to really tout the benefits of the deal are they're talking about synergies. And synergies usually means that they'll be reducing headcount.
Reducing headcount is something they already know about here in Overland Park. Sprint's remodel includes just five buildings on the campus, designed to look like the cool workplaces of Silicon Valley. Offices and doors are out, natural light shines in. Cubicles are gone, and open space is the rule. This is the plan for what Sprint and T-Mobile are calling HQ2, the merged company that will keep workforces in Kansas City and Seattle, T-Mobile's base. And the name Sprint has probably arrived at its finish line. Company reps say there are no decisions yet on branding the new company, except for the name, which will be the new T-Mobile. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Peggy Lowe.